Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's Voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America for Friday, August the 14th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Department of Justice says Yale is racist and biased in its admissions process. In fact, the Ivy League school guilty of discrimination, a pattern of it over many years, targeting and denying a place at their school for Asian and white students that are qualified. Number two, the war over mail-in ballots heating up. Democrats demanding billions of additional dollars to the United States Postal Service that loses billions every year. Will it make any difference? Not really. And number one, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refused to take questions for the second day in a row. This after the announcement that all I can figure out was historic. I mean, everybody says it was historic. It was historic. It was historic. What else about it? We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, great economic news came out yesterday. Doesn't get much coverage, of course, but great economic news. The U.S. jobless claims have fallen below 1 million for the first time since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic and it taking hold of the United States 5 months ago. Huge news. Applications for jobless benefits declined to 963,000, the second straight drop from 1.2 million the week before. That signals layoffs are slowing. And the economy is improving, no question about it. In major cities, though, the devastation of unemployment and poverty continues. Let me give you an example in Detroit, in the heart of the nation. A new survey by the University of Michigan shows residents going back to work, but many report they are still in financial trouble. The survey, conducted in the last 2 weeks of July, found the unemployment rate in May was 48%. In June, it was 38%. Can you imagine 48%, half of everybody in the city is unemployed? That was in May, 38% in June and late July. But roughly one in five Detroit residents report they're in financial trouble, 20%. That's why we need to get this economy up and running at full steam as soon as possible. That's why we need to let the president get his economy back to where it was, the strongest economy in the world, and get things moving again and rolling again. You don't do that by raising taxes and increasing handouts. Now, certainly there are needs in some of these cities that people need help. That's why the president stepped up with a $400 a week plan on unemployment and cutting payroll taxes and other benefits, putting it out there. Also, stopping evictions for people that can't pay rent or their mortgages. These are all important steps at a critical time. Democrats, however, don't want to come to the table, don't want to deal with the president on this. We'll see what happens next. We'll keep an eye on it. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refusing to take any questions at all. Their second day together, back on the stage together, reporters asking questions, and they both flee. Maybe they don't want to talk about the fact that Kamala Harris's universal health care, Medicare for All plan would mean 180 million Americans would have their health care plans taken away. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, you can't even keep your insurance plan anymore, which is what we've told you all along for years now, since 2009. In fact, let's go back into the time machine just a bit just to reinforce and explain this to you. Kamala Harris made it clear she's among a group of politicians who want to take away private health care to nearly 200 million Americans. She's not shy about saying it. What she's shy about is how it would get paid for. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, at least, were honest about how it would get paid for. Kamala Harris, not so much. Let's start with bite number four. Bite number four with Senator Harris.
Just to follow up on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, to reiterate, you support the Medicare for All bill, I think, initially co-sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders. You're also a co-sponsor on it. I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it?
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care. And you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Who of us has not had that situation where you got to wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is going to cover this? Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
There you have it. Let's move on from that. Let's move on to socialized medicine for all. After all, it performed so well in Italy and Spain during the pandemic, did socialized medicine. Italy, of course, called the second best healthcare system in the world, collapsed. Of course, it collapsed 3 years ago during a flu outbreak as well. A flu epidemic in Italy 3 years ago caused the medical system to collapse there. So socialized medicine, not exactly all it's cracked up to be, apparently. Problems there. By the way, as I mentioned, Senator Harris, a little bit more shy when it comes to explaining how exactly she's going to pay for this idea of Medicare for All. Where does that money come from? If you haven't noticed, our national debt has spiraled up several trillion dollars in the last 5 months. Bailout after bailout, stimulus after stimulus. The Democrats still want $3.5 trillion more right now. They'd take $10 trillion if it was possible. They don't care. They'll spend it all. They make drunken sailors look sober. Here's Kamala Harris not exactly telling the truth about how to pay for this. Bite number five. Go.
But what I'm saying is there a way, as Senator Harris seems to think there is, to do this without actually, you know, people who are middle-class Americans making them pay more?
I mean, without unicorns, magic wands, healthcare is not free. It's like there's doctors, nurses have to be paid. There's hospitals. You have to pay for it. People will be paying less under Medicare for All than they're paying now. And that's the point.
So you think Senator Harris's plan is not realistic?
I do not know how you fund health care for everybody in America without paying for it. You have to pay for it.
And that's one of Bernie Sanders' senior advisors right there. It's not rainbows and unicorns. Hope is not a plan. Rainbows and unicorns do not pay for health care. Health care is not free. Even Bernie Sanders knows that. AOC knows that. Joe Biden knows that, too. And that's why he's shied from it some. Even the far-left hacks at CNN called Harris out after one of the debates during her run for president, saying she just doesn't admit what everybody already knows. It's bite number six. Go.
Okay. And to your point about Senator Harris, she should have learned this from her prosecution of him in the first debate. She still refuses, as Senator Sanders and Senator Warren had the courage to do last night, to look the camera in the eye and say, yes. Yes, my health care plan takes away. If you get it from your employer, you lose it. She does not want to say that.
In 10 years.
Her plan does that, though. Yeah. She does have private insurance, can have this Medicare Advantage plan. But if you get it from your employer and you have different options, her plan takes it away, and she doesn't want to say that. She wants to find some other way to sort of talk around it. Her campaign motto is speak truth. Well, the truth is her plan takes that away, and she doesn't want to talk about it. But back to the vice president.
Doesn't want to tell the truth is what the takeaway is. Doesn't want to tell the truth about what's coming. And what would be coming would be an elimination of 180 million private plans from Americans, many of whom like their health care situation, and replacing it with a government-run health care system that will cost billions, more likely trillions of dollars, and running up our debt even further. And to what end? Another huge government bureaucracy. Another huge government bureaucracy spiraling out of control. You got it. Stand in line. We'll get to you in about 6 months, maybe a year. 14 after on a Friday. Good to have you here. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Check out the latest articles. And at Steve Gruber, the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, a question of the day. Do you support the idea of a national mandate for masks, even outdoors? I want you to weigh in. We'll be right back.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did, because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter, because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water, getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.